ඊළඟට ගරු හර්ෂණ නානායක්කාර ඇමතිතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 10ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
ස්තුති සවතුමිනි. Today, our adjournment debate on the 1983 July, the Black July riots. Why have we spoken on this today? Why we have taken up this adjournment debate? That is not to blame the past, but to learn from the past. Never to repeat the mistakes of the past. It is important our new generation understands what is Black July and what it did to us, our friendships, our country, our society, and our economy. It's very important. So we learn from the past. Quite unfortunately, the whole lesson should be, when we are divided, we will fall. Unity, we will stand. Regardless of race, religion, or any other reason. But quite unfortunately, even this simple topic was unable to be comprehended by some of the members of the opposition, who was preaching venomous hatred even today. But that is up to them, that is their political culture. Honorable Chairman, no person is born a racist. No person is born hating another person's race or religion. Hatred is taught. It is learned. Because people are born with natural feelings. Love, compassion, brotherhood. These are the things which are natural to a human being. That's how we survive for thousands of years. Unity. That's how we survived. But hatred is being taught for political reasons. Racial hatred especially. Talking about Black July, we have to learn it. That was the pinnacle or the height of our racist tensions, where so many of our brothers and sisters lost their property and life for no fault of their own, but for being belonging to a particular racial group. Honorable Deputy, Chairman, Asu Tune Siddhi Dame Venna Kali, Ita Pere Aiti Hasiko Hathali Sateng, Pasu Siddhi Kipeak Tibet. මේ සියල්ලම මේ දේශපාලන වැරදි සියල්ලම සංකලනය වෙලා තමයි that 1983 transpired. I was only 11 years of age when that happened and I lived in Kalabuvila. And as a young boy, what I saw should not be seen by anyone. On that fateful day, first it was a rumor saying that LTTs come into Colombo to attack us. Remember, at the time there was no social media, no mobile phones, only land phones were available. There was a rumor that was being spread like a wildfire and only in an organized manner. They were sending message to Kalabuvila saying Maharagama is flat because now LTTs attack Maharagama and people are dying. So people in Kalabuvila will panic. But to Maharagama they have told they have destroyed Kirlapan already. Now they are coming to your village. How did this organized rumor went about? How did this organized rumor went at a time? There was only land phones, no mobile, no Facebook. State-sponsored, that's my answer. Those rumors were state-sponsored. When after 13 soldiers died on that fateful day, this government, JR's government, at the time, deliberately waited for 2 days without activating the police, allowing people to run riot. So that's why I say JR Jayawardena's government was a terrorist government and it was state-sponsored terrorism of the highest order, this attack. And I remember the Tamil people who lived among us lived with no fear. I mean, our cultural identity, our friendships are all based on this. As a child, the first time I remember Sukiri or the sweet was when I was in Jaffna. Ah, that's how I remember Jaffna. For the first time in my life, I ate idli, and that was in Kandy, Uncle Ganesh's house, when we were watching the Kandy Perahara. This is how we were raised. This is what we remember. In 1983 July, in my house, we had to house Uncle Ganeshan, his wife, and his family. And inside our rooms, when they were seeing other places being burned down, they were in tears, in fear of their lives. Remember, the Sinhala people or the Sri Lankan Colombo people, they stood by, but the state-sponsored terrorism went on. My grandfather, Alfred Perra, has been living in Kalabuvila from 1920s. On that day, I was standing with my grandfather on the side of the road, only about 100 meters to Kalabuvila Hospital. Some people came with electoral registers in their hands, so my grandfather told me. They were asking my grandfather, who are you? Are there any Tamil people living in this house? And they had lists. Remember, these are not the time you had WhatsApp. So how did those goons get all this information? state-sponsored electoral registers. And the villagers came and said, this is Alfred Perera. He's a single man. There are no Tamils living in here. While we had 8 to 15 inside our own house. That's a different matter. So this is why I said this thing was sponsored by the then UMP government and no one else. Thereafter, we remember, we had to get them out of the country. And many years later, my father being a film man, he always believed we must have a Tamil film industry. So he made one movie called Anuragam, another called Nadu Potru Valga, where Uncle Ganeshan was involved as a producer as well as an actor. Only much later in the 1990s, I realized that Uncle Ganeshan and them who lived in our family is actually Honorable MP Mano Ganeshan's parents. I did not know that. Only in the 1990s late, I realized I had spoken to him. This is how we looked after each other. And at the same time, there was a great filmmaker called Venkat. We call him Uncle Venkat. He spoke about it. He's the man who made Siripathula, a movie about the Buddha. My father told him, you're in Peiris Road, number 15. Venkat, don't go out today. Today seems to be a little unsettling. You better stay with us tonight. He said, this is my village. Why should I fear? I'm the man who made the movie about the Buddha. Who will touch me? Only 15 minutes later, we got the message. He was burnt alive inside his own vehicle. And so we have suffered enough. We have seen enough blood, enough sweat, enough tears. And this should not re-happen again. And so much so that I, Harshan Nanayakaram, the Minister of Justice, there's a section of my ministry I like the most. That's my section on national integration. This is where we work about missing persons, bringing back people together, Office of National Unity and Reconciliation. In order to check on the missing person situation, our government has spent 375 lakhs. Right now there are 75 members in 15 panels working to identify what happened to these missing persons. Not only in the north, what happened after 2000, but even in 88, 89. So in the entire island, we want to find out and bring closure to these people. So as the Minister of Justice, I'm glad that I'm here today. So I shared my personal experiences. Because I was a child, I knew, I saw when I was at the Kalibola Junction, how they came and killed the man who had been mending our shoes for years in a brutal manner. I've seen people wounded, trying to reach the hospital, they have been beaten up by the racist goons. Now, I'm embarrassed because now I meet so many of my friends who are living overseas after the 83 riots. They left this country. They're not here. But they have forgiven us. The people have forgiven. We understand all this racism has to come to an end. And our government will make sure it comes to an end. The start is why I, as Harshan Nanayakaram, they said a lot of things about 88, 89, the JVP. But then, with such a background, Honorable Mr. Rauman, why am I here? The reason is simple. The reason is this government stands by all human rights and all values. They are not racist. They treat people equal. And one thing that impressed me about my leader, Honorable Dissanayake, right at the beginning, was his compassion.
You have 2 minutes more, Honorable right. Minister.
And also his stance on racial and religious issues, where he tells all of us are the same. We are equal. We may be different, but we are equal. I'm glad I'm part of the government to bring that dream to a complete success. If you look at how our president's ratings in the recent social experiment researches, his popularity is the highest in Jaffna, the north, as well as in the Malayalam community. So therefore, I think we are doing the right thing without being racist. However, what I would like to say, we should not make the mistake. We have to understand we were wrong. 1983 July was wrong. That's why this country suffered well over 30 years. And believe me, when you fight for well over 30 years, it takes more than just one provincial council election, more than laws or anything to build trust. The trust can only be built with compassion, love, and brotherhood, and believing in unity. I will finish off by quoting Psalm 133.1.1. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. That's how God created us, to be united. Why? Unity among God's people is seen as something good and pleasant, reflecting God's desire for his followers to live in peace and mutual support. That's how humans are intended to live. And that's what exactly National People's Power want to do. So today's motion is about learning from the past, making sure it does not get repeated. And no matter whatever people try, I don't want to engage in petty politics here. We have a bigger job. Our bigger job is to make sure those ugly incidents will never happen, that we will all live like one mother's children. Thank you.
ඒ අනුව පාර්ලිමේන්තුව 2026 ජූලි මාස 24 වෙනි සිකුරාදා පූර්ව භාග 9:30 දක්වා කල්තබනු ලැබේ.